Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. It takes a lot of work to keep a house running and running well. It also takes some maintenance to keep a beautiful home and keep it efficient. We like to do some projects annually to keep things in good condition. And today, John and I are sharing the things that you should do once a year to keep your home in tip-top shape. The heart of the home continues in just a moment. Hey guys, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about today's sponsor, Stagg Design. Stagg Design gives you beautiful products you can mix and match effortlessly to create your perfect home. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. I don't really want this list to be a honeydew. Right, because there are a lot of things on this list that I do too.
Yeah,
but there are some things that you are just better suited for, honey.
I'll accept that.
Okay,
yeah, I can accept that.
Okay, so the first one that's been on my mind for a while now, because we need to do this one, is once a year. It's always great to do a bunch of paint touch-ups.
Yeah,
on walls, on cabinets that get chipped. You know, we hosted a party a while ago, and a little kid was wearing boots and was kicking against our island, and like John's eye was twitching, you know, but sure enough, it scuffed the paint on our island. So that needs to be touched up.
And we have three kids ourselves. So,
oh yeah,
you know,
totally.
Kids are hard on a house.
And kids are just hard on a house.
That's what makes home beautiful, is you make it your own and you make messes, and you know, that's life. But yeah, I think you can keep your home looking and feeling new by just being willing to keep the maintenance up. So painting walls is something that's like, I don't want to paint a wall. It took me a lot of effort and it's fine the way it is. But being willing to put a little bit of work into that can really keep your home feeling nice and new, and fixing dings on the walls and then painting. And
or even chips on like your marble countertops. You can have the company come in and fill those in and color them so that you can't tell that they're there anymore. That's actually another thing that we need to do.
We need to do. We're basically using this as an opportunity to fill out our to-do list on our house.
Okay, so paint touch-ups. You know, a really smart way to do this is take a couple days and get like blue painter's tape and tear off little chunks of it and just go around your house and put little dots of blue painter's tape. I'm seeing like your approval. Like, I feel like you're really proud of me that I just came up with that. So go around your house, take a couple days.
She's saying proud of her because I'm the OCD one. Well, we're both OCD in our own ways, but on that kind of stuff, that's my OCD.
Yes, usually it's John that would do that, but I'm like coming up with the OCD tips this episode. So the second one, clean out rain gutters. Why is this one important?
Well,
why is it important?
We have recent experience with this. So we just completed a backyard project that involved putting in a drainage system to deal with some water drainage issues at our house. And I was thinking, I was so proud of myself because this system is beautiful and it works well. And then we had this massive rainstorm like 2 weeks ago. And I noticed that water was pouring over the edges of the rain gutters and pooling up around the house. And I was thinking, what is going on here? Is it the drainage system is clogged or something? And I get up on the roof, literally in the dark, in the middle of a torrential rainstorm.
Which is totally safe.
Totally safe. And we don't have a very high-pitched roof, though, so I was able to stay safe. But I recognized that every downspout was clogged with leaves. So
pine needles.
So the water wasn't even getting into this beautiful drain system that I installed because I hadn't cleaned out the rain gutters. So clean your rain gutters. It's more than once a year, honestly. You have to do it, especially in the fall when you have a lot of leaves falling. But clean out your rain gutters so that they work well.
Okay. The next one, go around your house and replace all the batteries in your smoke detectors. Check your carbon monoxide detectors. Just check all the detectors.
We do that twice a year, usually at daylight savings time. I think that's what most people do. And then keep in mind that those don't last forever. So I think it's every 8 to 10 years, depending on which type you buy, that you actually have to replace the smoke detector and the carbon monoxide detector itself. But mostly batteries every year.
Yes. Air filters. Elaborate. Yes. Yeah. I don't know anything about air filters, so I'm turning this one over to you.
So think about it. I mean, you breathe in the air in your home all day, every day when you're home. And the thing that keeps that air pure and good are the filters in your HVAC system. And so it's important just to maintain good air quality inside your home to replace the filters. They recommend every 3 months. I think we usually do it every 6 months. And you can buy different levels of quality and filtration for the filters themselves. But that's something that people don't think a lot about, but it's important to do. And also, if you allow your filters to get really clogged, it can really damage your furnace and AC system.
This next one maybe doesn't need to be done every year, but maybe every other or every two. And this would be restaining wood that needs to be stained, that's worn. Like, for example, I think it's probably time to restain our front door. We've been here 3 years and it still looks nice, but I think it's probably time to give it a refresh.
Starting to show some wear. Yeah, the thing about stained wood is it's gorgeous, right? It shows the grain of the wood and it has a lot of vibrancy to it rather than just painting it. So I love stained wood when we can work that into our designs, but you got to maintain it.
And fences are a big shower of wear when it comes to staining. So restain your fences. Okay. Getting your carpets cleaned. That's something I think that needs to happen every year. Yeah. And we need to do that.
Actually, the warranty on your carpet requires that you have it cleaned according to a certain schedule. I think it might be every year or every other year. You have to check your warranty, but it's also just important to do it for your own
hygiene.
And it makes it last longer, frankly, to have it cleaned routinely.
Okay. This one's my own weird thing, but I think you need to clean out all of your light fixtures, take them all apart, clear out all the bugs who crawl in there following the light and die a slow death.
There's
in
a metaphor
light
there. I'm sure there's a metaphor.
They're flying toward the light. And then also just dust them all off. Get rid of all of the dust on your light fixtures and maybe a fresh bulb just to freshen things up. Okay, another one that's a weird Jen thing is that once a year at Christmas time every year, I replace all of the bed pillows, the ones that you sleep on. And this is because many years ago, I saw an episode of like Oprah or Martha Stewart or something, and they were talking about dust mites that live in your pillows and that there's no way to get rid of them even if you wash them. Like, the only way to get rid of them is to replace them once a year. Yeah. Then you throw out your pillows.
Have you ever stayed at someone's house and they give you a pillow and it's clear it's like 10 years old and it's just this like really gross, compressed, heavy, gross thing?
You're no, like, it's gross. And it smells weird. It just smells. Guys, just replace your pillows. Okay.
Have we freaked you out enough? Replace your pillows.
And rotate your mattresses.
Yeah.
Just because that's just smart. Yeah. So there you go. There's a list of things for us to tackle soon. Yes. And for you to tackle soon if you want to.
That's right.
I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.